Page 12.
A chemist in the pharmacy.
药房里的化学家。
In middle school, Carl Schiele was a good student. His father was happy, but also sad about that. Carl's father was a merchant. He lost most of his money when Carl was 2 years old. Now, he couldn't support his son's schooling any longer. Carl had to drop out. At the age of 14, Carl became an apprentice at a pharmacy. There were many glasses, big and small, with colorful things inside. He thought all of them were interesting. The pharmacy's owner realized this.
"Do you want to know more?"
he asked.
"Yes, sir,"
Carl said. The owner was a friend of Carl's father. He was happy to teach Carl how to make medicine. After work, he also took Carl home to read books. In a letter to Carl's father, the owner wrote, "He used half of his time off to read. The books are very hard to read for him." The books were about medicine and chemistry. Carl found he liked chemistry more. From these books, he learned how to do experiments. In the next 8 years, he did a lot of experiments at the pharmacy. When he had time, he kept reading and experimenting. His hard work helped him make many exciting discoveries and made him a chemist. Culture tips.
文化小贴士。卡尔·威廉·舍勒。
Carl Wilhelm Schiele.
瑞典著名药剂师及化学家。卡尔热爱读书和实验，发现了许多重要的化学元素和化合物，著有《论空气与火的化学》。1775年，从未获得过大学学位的卡尔被选为瑞典皇家科学院院士。
Word box
小词库。
Merchant
商人。
Support
支持。
Drop out
退学、辍学。
Apprentice
学徒、徒弟。
Pharmacy
药房、药店。
Owner
主人。
Realize
意识到。
Medicine
医学、药物。
Chemistry
化学。
Experiment
实验、进行实验。
Discovery
发现、复述。
Discoveries Chemist
化学家